You mentioned the military. Where does that come in here?
I was in the 60s. Everybody was running to get into reserve or in the seminary for 4 years. And then when I got out, I became the next guy on the list. I was going to get the phone call. You were going to go to active duty or go find something. So I went looking around at different reserve units, and I ended up in a hospital unit. I spent 6 months of training at Fort Leonard Wood, which was not fun at all. It'll wake you up and make you grow, I'll tell you that. And so 6 months of that, and then after that, I went down to Fort Sam Houston in San Antonio and got trained more in the medical unit. That's a huge army base down there, Fort Sam, where that's where the big burn unit is. And after that, I spent 6 years going to reserve meetings and 2 weeks of summer camp.
I can relate to that because I went in the Army Reserve and went to Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri.
Uh-huh.
And I was attached to the 311th General Hospital.
Really? Well,
right.
I'll be darned. That's interesting.
And I was in there for 6 years, got out in 70, 71.
Uh-huh.
So we have that in common.
Yeah, I was at the 21st General Hospital.
No.
Yeah, for 6 years.
They said, if you don't get this right now, you'll get it right in Vietnam.
Yeah, and that's the truth, yeah.
Right. And you and Ann were married here in Tulsa.
Mm-hmm. At Christ the King.
Did you stay in Tulsa then after you were married?
No, we moved to St. Louis. That's where I was from, and that's where we had bought a house and all that stuff.
Okay, right.
So it wasn't long after that. Her father, who was just a wonderful philanthropist and quite a very successful businessman here in Tulsa, had 8 children. He and his wife were both single children, and they raised 8 kids. He had put in a lot of money into a business to help a son, one of their sons, and he had an alcoholic problem, so he called me. I was 28 years old and said, I've got an opportunity for it. Can you imagine? It was a big investment. And I got here and I hated the job. I didn't know anything about it.
What was it?
It was a carpet business. It was a wholesale distributorship of carpeting. I knew nothing about carpeting, you know. And so you're dealing with these people in New York. We went to New York to the Trade Center, went to Chicago to those Trade Center, and we had a lot of credit. So we walked in with a lot of money. Boy, they knew that they came after. So we bought rolls and rolls of carpet and all that stuff. I had a warehouse. The first one was at 62421 East 7th Street down there now. I eventually moved to 7th and Utica. There's those big warehouses back in there. I think they're all where the bars are now and all that stuff. But we had, trailers of things would come. I was driving a tow motor, putting rolls of carpet up on the shelves and all that stuff. And then they asked me to go around the states selling, you'd take samples of the carpet and take them into retail stores. That's who we sold. And I was in little dinky towns in Oklahoma. I'd never been there. Didn't know anything about Oklahoma. It was just extremely uncomfortable. It never succeeded. Long story, but anyway, it went belly up.
When you came here, and you'd been selling real estate in St. Louis, you had your license, didn't you?
I got a broker's license in Missouri in 1964.
All right. So you had that under your belt.
I had it under my belt. Yeah. That's where it led after that. We were looking for a job when that particular thing failed, and I were still married and all that, and it created a lot of financial difficulties and all, so that's always problems to look back on. Ann's family were early members of Southern Hills. We were Southern Hills members at that time. And boy, I was looking for a job, here came the insurance guys, the stockbrokers, the real estate people. They wanted a young kid that had those connections. So I ended up going to work for Shell Dietrich Realtors And that was probably about 1970. I had a wife of one of my good friends, Steve Ivers, and she talked me into going into that place. So there weren't too many people working there at the time. There was Lee Vandiver, if you remember that name. She was quite the producer. And the first year I was there, and I've got the plaque on my wall somewhere, but I was Rookie of the Year, having sold $2 million worth of real estate.
In the 70s.
In the 70s. They always take a big deal of who's number one, two, three. I hate all of that, but anyway, it's still done. We still do it ourselves. But I was told by Shell that I sold more than she did, but she wouldn't be able to handle being number two. So I said, I'm making her number one. I didn't care at all, but I've got old pictures that he would put these things in the paper, full page ads. He wouldn't recognize me. But in the early 70s, one of my favorite sales was, I was a realtor with Shell. I was at a party at Joe McGraw's and his wife, Belinda, at that time. And it was a mansion on 18th Street that the McGraw family had owned for a bajillion years. And I was in there, and it was cold, and she was complaining about that house, big old thing. And she was living, Joe and she were living on the third floor because his mother still lived in the master bedroom. So I said, have y'all ever thought about selling this? And Belinda's, absolutely. Anyway, I said, well, I've got somebody looking for something like this. I have a copy of the contract. It was a one-page contract. That's what they all were those days. I sold that. It's an 11,000 square foot, three-story mansion. It's a prairie-style house on 18th Street between Peoria and Cincinnati. And I sold that little bit of very first sales in 1972 for $85,000. $8.50 a square foot. I sold it to Dr. Capehart. He still lives there. And I told him I can make you a little profit whenever you're ready.
Right.
But it would probably sell a day for, who knows how much.
So that was your first sale?
Not my first, but one of them. My first sale was in Patrick Henry. That was I was showing a guy a couple of some houses. And then I went out, after showing them houses, I went out checking other houses. And all of a sudden I saw this open house. I went into it, and it was listed with Tom Winrick way back with Town and Country Realtors. And I called the people I had been showing earlier. I said, you got to get back over here. Come over here. I had them come over and look, and there were just people all over the house. It was a great little house. The day it would sell for $400,000. There are some neighbors right on the market now. The house was listed for $45,000, and I had told the guy, if you want to buy this, you're going to have to pay over asking. That's probably one of the first houses that ever sold over asking. But he said, it is not in my makeup to pay over asking. And I said, well, do you want it? I asked her. She said, yeah, honey, you got to have it. Yeah. So he paid $46,500 for that house. And it's a great little house. It had a pool, everything.
So I guess you're realizing now that you like real estate and you want to pursue that. You didn't like the carpet business.
But I hated the carpet business.
I know.
Yeah.
but you were beginning to feel good about real estate.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah, I love it. And Shell Dietrich, character that he might have been, was the best trainer I could have ever had. And one of the things we don't do today that we did back in those days, I became a big trainer afterwards, but train people how to sell. Today they just tell, who do you know, go sell, here's the house. And of course the market got so easy for some. We have agents that we're growing now that are making a fortune, and young kids.
So these kids aren't getting trained the way you were training?
Not at all. And they may train themselves, I don't know. But it's totally a contact sport these days. You have to have a lot of contact, which I fortunately had when I first got in the business. So I was only with Shell for a few years, maybe 3 years. And in 1975, I became a partner with Joe McGraw at McGraw Breckenridge Realtors. And another man named Hank Grimmer had come here from Connecticut. all three of us were married to girls that grew up here in Tulsa. They were all like that, you know. So that was the connection there.
Tulsa in the 60s, early 70s, what was it like in terms of real estate, and how far south had Tulsa built and that type of thing?
Oh, boy. Yeah, I can remember. When we first got here, we had a house on 22nd Place that we were going to be able to move into. It belonged to my wife's sister that we were going to buy, but she wasn't ready to sell yet because she was rebuilding a different house. So we moved out to London Square. How many people said, why would you want to live way out there, 61st Street? I mean, it was, in those days, anybody that was going by on that street was going to Southern Hills. That was about it. Out of the smoke shed that was a block away on the south of 61st. But it was very small. I've seen it grow from, well, I can remember holding houses open in Walnut Creek, which is now 71st, and they were $50,000 houses. All those areas, they were, it's amazing because that was far out to people. And probably Chimney Hills is out at 91st. I'll never forget, I was showing houses. I did a lot of corporate transfers, particularly for Bank of Oklahoma, which was a livelihood.
Corporate transfers, you mean people coming in?
People coming in, yeah. I got to be pretty good at that. I had an old Mercedes I was driving people around in, and these people were very interested in buying that particular house that I had shown them. They walked out and my car died. And I said, oh, and we're way the hell out here. And they were going to buy it the next day. I met them down at the hotel downtown where I used to pick them up at the Hyatt and show them around and all that. And I said, well, we're ready to go back out and look at that. And you know what? We thought we wanted to until you said, what happened? Way out here. So big mistake. So they didn't buy out there. But yeah, that was considered way out. Now it's, you know, 151st. It's unbelievable.
Did you specialize in any type of properties, residential, commercial? Or did
mostly residential, yeah. I sold one commercial house, one of those big mansions on 15th Street. I sold that, but that was my only real commercial project.